Saturdays with Jenny
on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
Well, we were speaking a second ago about this French Senegalese writer who's walked off with the Booker International Prize. It is one of the great prizes in English literature, but very often, because it's an international award and not an English award, you need an interpreter. So, not an interpreter, a translator. So the translator actually gets half the prize money, or whatever it is, half the cup, or half the whatever it is. But it is seriously important. And it was announced towards the end of this week, and everybody has been rushing around saying, well, where is he? And the book is not here in South Africa yet. It'll be here, because I checked last night. It'll be here on the 26th. It'll be on the shelves on the 26th. And I think it's a book, again, that I think that we should be thinking about quite carefully. So David Diop, I want to just take you into a little bit of the background, because we've got a reading and we're going to play it for you now. So the book is called At Night, All Blood is Black. So what a title for a novel. And it's described as a haunting and powerful novel that tells the widely unknown story of the Senegalese who fought for France on the Western Front during World War I. Now, does this remind you of the Mendy, one way or another? Fred, are you listening? After his best friend is mortally wounded in combat, Alpha, who is the protagonist, is alone amidst the savagery of the trenches. And what the novel does is it follows his descent into madness as he throws himself deeper into the terrors of war to dizzying effect. At Night, All Blood is Black is Diop's second novel. It was shortlisted for 10 major prizes in France, and it won all sorts of awards. And he was raised in Senegal. He now lives in France, where he's a professor of 18th century literature. Don't you just love that? He's the first French author to win the International Booker Prize. And the translator is Anna. I actually cannot pronounce his surname. I think it's Czechoslovakian, or it's Russian, or it is Anna Moshkovakis. It sounds almost Greek, doesn't it? Anna Moshkovakis is a poet, an author, and translator of other authors as well. So she's very, very well known, and she walks off with half of the prize because it had to be translated. So just remember, At Night, All Blood is Black.
Brilliance Audio presents At Night, All Blood is Black by David Diop, translated by Anna Moshkovakis, performed by Dion Graham. In the trench, I lived like the others. I drank, I ate like the others. Sometimes I sang like the others. I sing off-key, and everyone laughed when I sang. They would say, Yondiayes, you can't sing. They made fun of me a little, but they respected me. They didn't know what I thought of them. I found them foolish. I found them idiotic, because they didn't think about anything. Soldiers, black or white, who always say yes. When commanded to leave the shelter of their trench to attack the enemy, defenseless, it's yes. When told to play the savage, to scare off the enemy, it's yes. The captain told them that the enemy was afraid of savage Negroes, cannibals, Zulus, and they laughed. They are content if the enemy on the other side is afraid of them. They are content to forget their own fear. So when they leap from the trench, their rifles in their left hands and their machetes in their right, hurling themselves out of the earth's belly, they do so with eyes like madmen. The captain has told them they are great warriors, so they love to get themselves killed while singing, so their madness becomes a competition. But Diop would not want it said of him that he is less courageous than an Ndiaye, and so the minute the sound of Captain Armand's whistle commands him, he leaps up from his hole and screams like a savage. Same rivalry between the Keitas and the Sumares. Same thing between the Diallos and the Fayes, the Canes and the Tiones, the Dianes, the Kuramas, the Beyes, the Fakolis, the Sals, the Diengs, the Seks, the Kas, the Sise, the Indors, the Tures, the Camaras, the Bas, the Fals, the Kulibales, the Sonko, the Sis, the Sisokos, the Drames, the Traores. They will all die without thinking because Captain Armand has said to them, you, the Chocolat of Black Africa, are naturally the bravest of the brave. France admires you and is grateful. The papers talk only of your exploits. So they love to sprint onto the battlefield to be beautifully massacred while screaming like madmen, regulation rifle in the left hand and savage machete in the right. But I, Alpha Ndiaye, I understand the true meaning of the captain's words. No one knows what I think. I am free to think whatever I want. And what I think is that people don't want me to think. The unthinkable is what is hidden behind the captain's words. The captain's France needs for us to play the savage when it suits them. They need for us to be savage because the enemy is afraid of our machetes. I know, I understand. It's no more complicated than that. The captain's France needs our savagery. And because we are obedient, myself and the others, we play the savage. We slash the enemy's flesh, we maim, we decapitate, we disembowel. The only difference between my friends, the Tukuluo and the Serere, the Bambaras and the Melinkes, the Susu, the Hausas, the Mosi, the Marcas, the Soninkes, the Sunufos, the Bobos, and the other Wolofs, the only difference between them and me is that I became savage intentionally. They play a role only when they call out from the earth, but I play a role only with them, inside our sheltering trench. In their company, I laughed and I even sang off-key, but they respected me. As soon as I left the trench, sprinting, as soon as the trench birthed me and I began to scream, the enemy was in trouble. I never retreated when a retreat was called. I would return to the trench in my own time. The captain knew this. He let it happen, amazed when I would return each time alive, smiling. He let it happen even when I returned late, because I would bring trophies back to the trench. I brought back the spoils of a savage war. I brought back at the end of every battle, in the dark night or in the night bathed in moonlight and blood, an enemy rifle, along with the hand that went with it. The hand that had carried it. The hand that had gripped it. The hand that had cleaned it, discharged it, and reloaded it. So when the retreat was sounded, the captain and my trench mates who had come back to bury themselves alive in the damp protection of our trench asked themselves questions. First, will Alpha Indiaye come back to us alive?
Well, there we go. That was a short reading of, I think the title of this book is so profound. At Night, All Blood is Black, and it's described as a haunting and powerful novel. And it is not in the country yet, but it will be here on the 26th of this month. So if you want to read it and you think there's going to be a run on it, because I can't imagine too many people not wanting to at least have a look at it, maybe just put your name down and order it. Good bookstores would be delighted to take your details, and you just pay for it and then you go and collect it, and they usually let you know when the book is in. So At Night, All Blood is Black by David Diop, and he won the Booker International Award, the first Senegalese man to actually do it.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m.
on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.